prayed, the Lord talked to me, and I saw a beauty that you have to be there to see it. But through all that, God kept telling me, you know what? You're more beautiful than what you're seeing. You're more beautiful. My humans, my people are more beautiful than what you see out here. He cares about us. He loves us, what Nikki was saying. He created us for fellowship. Two things he said to me, two things he requires of us that he really desires: obedience and worship. Man, you do those two things, you're going to be blessed. You obey him when he talks to you. You obey him when you read the word and see something. Wow, I'm not in line with the Lord. I want to get on that straight and narrow path. And we have to let the Lord speak to us like that. So obedience is so important. And then worship. Worship, we just have to, it's sad, but this is what's happened. I don't want to offend anybody, but I've been to churches lately where two or three songs, that's it. Two or three worship songs. You have 10 people in the band, and it's professional, but it's a cookie cutter. You're just getting into worship, and then all of a sudden, it's done. And then you got to go to the next service real fast and get that over with. And his Lord just showed me how blessed we are, how blessed we were taught that we just let God move. Let God move, not us. We'll move with him. Let him out front leading us, guiding us. But these pictures, just like the whole time, the Lord was just showing me the beauty of his creation. He created it. And then, you can go to the next one. All the different designs, all the shapes, all the forms were done by water. By water. And we went on this tour, and they tell you they have no idea. They know it's water, but they'll say, oh, that was a billion years ago or a million years ago. They won't say that was a flood. And right here was a picture of that's like calcium that built up in the rock, and you can see that line. That was like a fault line that runs for hundreds of miles. We were in Sedona, Arizona, and that line runs all the way up to Flagstaff, which is several hundred miles away. But you can see how the earth shifted. See that? So it used to be even. And then this one, you know, the Lord talked to me about this little plant, because that plant, that rock, was at least 500 feet deep. How could a plant and roots go 500 feet deep? And the Lord said to me, he said, if my people do not worship me, my plants will. And I just saw that plant as raising its arms, thanking God for the life that it has. Even in that condition, it had enough life to spring up. Say, God, I love you. Thank you. And you remember when Jesus was coming in to Jerusalem, and the Pharisees and Sadducees told Jesus, oh, tell them to quit worshiping. Tell them to hush. And Jesus said, if they don't, guess what's going to happen? The rocks are going to cry out. The rocks are going to praise me and worship me. So through all that time, I just got that feeling that I said, Lord, how could you even destroy this earth by the beauty that you have created? When you look down, and I try to put myself in people's places, try to think how they think. I was trying to think, God, how do you see that? And even with all the corruption and all the evil, like in the days of Noah, it had to get pretty bad for him to destroy this earth by water. Because I say, Lord, how could you look down on the beauty that you have created and want to destroy that? He said, it's because I looked through the blood of my son that shed his blood. He could just zap us. And he doesn't look at us. He looks at us as precious. So that just gave me so much, you know, encouragement when you have questions like that. And this was coming into, as we were coming into Illinois, into Rockford. It was all sun all the way. But then we were up on top of the clouds, and it just looked like a sea of clouds. Or if you jumped out of the plane, I thought, wow, that'd be nice to land on those clouds, fluffy and everything. But the sun is always shining, you know. We don't realize it, but up there, you're above all the darkness below, and how God can just cover his whole earth with clouds and not have to see the evil that goes on. But aren't we fortunate that God loved us enough to send his son? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So, and there's the best picture of them all. Because I thought, see, God, you love us more than everything that's in the background. So, I just thank the Lord for that experience. And I don't want to go too much farther, but I just want to leave you with a few scriptures. And Genesis 1, 26 through 28 talks about how we were created in his image. Well, how do we know God's image? Is by looking at the image of Jesus. Study Jesus. And that's all you need to do. Find out the identity of God, and that's in Jesus Christ. And then in Psalms 8, 3 through 8, he created us a little lower than the angels. Can you imagine that? That we're a little lower than the angels. And many times we think of ourselves so small. We saw a wonderful movie last night called The Little Boy. And even though he was little, I said, Lord, give me the faith of that little boy. Because he would just cry out and just groan for the faith of God to come forth. And it happened. And even though he was bullied, put down all of his life, I remember a statement that he was told to think from the neck up. Don't look at yourself from the neck down, but see how God thinks about you. Let his word dwell in your hearts up here. And guess who's the one that wants to steal your identity? That's the devil. He'll come along and just whisper in your ear, you're no good. You can't do anything. I'm a nobody. I'm not athletic enough. But God wants to use you in every way possible. So, I just want to leave you with that. The way service went today, we should be all filled up, ready to go. Go out there and do what God wants us to do, and keep your ears and your eyes open to his direction, because he wants to use you. And just stay in tune with him. And don't forget to get in your word, pray, and just keep that relationship with going with the Lord. Because he loves you so much. And we love you. So don't forget that we're here for you. You can talk to us anytime. Pray with you. So let's just pray. Lord, I just thank you for today. Lord, just thank you for coming in and letting us feel your presence, because that's what we need. We need your presence in our lives, because out here, it's hard to feel your presence. So we want to carry your presence with us every day and every second. So help us to be prayed up and in your word to keep us encouraged and keep our eyes on you. So I just bless you today. Thank you for coming. And we love you.